auntie who, when her soulmate was taken, my mother was very open and spiritually and emotionally aware, exploring more, which is even harsher than the sexual spiritual state. The exploration at that point is something that is very open to all sorts of pain, all sorts of suffering. All the nerve endings, as it were, are raw and open and are wanting input. And to be someone that you love deeply, a life giver, is something that is, at that age and state, is very, very harsh, very, very hard, very, very painful. You see, in many ways, my mother is very much like my grandmother. Would you think my great grandfather had such a hard time saying no to his daughter?
Right.
Because she is very much like my grandmother in her rebelliousness, in her sexual activities, in her, yes, I am aware, her kink. I may only be in a physical form of 4 years, but I'm also much more consciously aware.
Of course. Okay, I understand. So actually, in a higher dimensional sense, the lack there is a definite emotional response that still is with you in sixth dimension, but doesn't detract from that sixth dimensional state.
No, it is more controlled, except for at times of great, not just sexual states, but emotional states, or a great situation of great levity and gravity.
Okay.
The more intense the situation on the vibrational level, the more intense the emotional response will be.
Okay. So, to clarify, on a day-to-day basis, with just average everyday problems, emergencies, and so on, the emotional control you use in dealing with those is actually an attribute toward a six-dimensional consciousness.
Yes. For example, I'm glad that they're both thinking the same thing. Sarah.
Oh, yes.
When Sarah passed, what was my auntie's emotional response? She was happy.
Yeah, of
It
course.
was over. The pain had been taken away. My mother was the same. And I can keep talking because Treebeard has done a typical old person thing and is sound asleep.
Okay.
So whether or not we get Treebeard is a point open to conjecture.
So it's how you handle the day-to-day, those emotional responses.
Yes, they are the ones that differentiate between the sixth and the third.
Right.
Now, with the third, the people that seem to be much more emotionally responsive seem to be much less spiritually aware.
Now, this brings up an interesting conundrum for me. Kara and I were talking about experiencing the beauty of nature in opening up the chakras. And for me, that would have an emotional response of seeing the beauty of nature and just reveling in it. But yet, having an emotional response, it seems like in that respect, would be a negative.
No, because seeing the beauty of nature for a six-dimensional being, and let me put on my six-dimensional body for a second,
Okay.
Is more along the lines of, and that is amusing, the response that I'm getting, is more of appreciation,
Oh, okay.
which is a different response than what you would experience.
No, okay.
The appreciation of something beautiful, whether it is a burnt stump of a tree, or a freshly, at least my auntie used the word snow, freshly fallen snow, the beauty of that. it is the appreciation for the beauty of anything, whereas you have an emotional response, and they have a response of appreciating and looking at it from a totally different angle.
I see. So, in other words, let's say I have a car accident, and I get emotionally upset, that would be the negative as opposed to being controlled. But to see a tree and appreciate its beauty is the opposite of that. Being able to enjoy would heighten my chakras and open them, therefore it'd be more of a six-dimensional attribute.
Correct.
Got it.
A good example of the third-dimensional reaction is having something that you appreciate broken. A good example was my father had a teapot that he absolutely adored. And his young lady of the time broke it. Her emotional response was to run, to leave, to hide. What was my father's response?
Anger at first.
No.
No?
No. His response was, oh well, it's just the pot. It's the memories attached to the pot that were important. Not the pot itself.
Oh, okay.
A pot is just a pot, I think was his words. Whereupon I think he went and made a cup of tea in a different teapot.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I remember now. Good point. Well, thank you. That was very enlightening.
You're welcome. I try. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
How's it going, my love?
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Yes, I had to open up because he was knocking hard. And after the last time he knocked and entered without asking, where I had my nosebleed, I thought it was best to let him in and let him ask what he wanted.
Good call. And actually it worked well because it ties in nicely between your dissertation and his.
Okay, let us put on the next speaker.
Excellent.
And I don't think we're going to have Treebeard. As Treebeard has got his head thrown back, and I'm glad that he's outside the field. Also, we're going to rotate between locations.
Okay.
Even though I enjoy hosting the channeling sessions, they are a little more formal than what they were in the bamboo forest.
Ah, excellent. All right.
For example, everybody is fully dressed.
Oh, what a shame.
And everybody is sitting prim and proper.
Oh, what a pity. Well, I don't mind. I think rotating would be fine.
It'd be much more easy. And besides, the portable unit that they have there is much more advanced and much better than the one we have here.
Right. Also, it's easier for Leonidas to come out and channel, too.
Because his poor little legs get so tired.
I understand. Excellent. Okay. Good call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me talk first, won't you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're wrong.
Enlisted personnel.
Well, well, well.
No Skipper?
No, Skip didn't make it tonight.
Oh, dear. Got an announcement to make.
Ah, excellent.
I will not be able to compete this year.
No way.
For health reasons.
Oh, no. Oh.
An experiment that I tried succeeded.
Okay.
Sooner than anticipated. First time we tried it, it succeeded. Which is wonderful. But I won't be able to compete.
Are you pregnant? Oh, well, congratulations. That's excellent.
It was just a test, actually.
Well, it's a great test if you got pregnant. Fantastic. I'm happy for you.
Yes,
any idea what it is?
Well, the thing what it can be.
A girl.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Of course.
Wait, this is between you and...
Our genes.
I'll be dang.
That
is a great experiment. Congratulations, big time.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
For both of you, in fact. All three of you.
Yes, and... We will be having our bonding ceremony. We're going to officially bond.
Congratulations. That's great news.
We will be going to Leah's estate.
Excellent.
After the races.
Oh, you will be attending the races then?
Yes.
Excellent.
I've been requested when I let my team know that I would be unable to compete due to the fact of my condition. I'm also taking a leave of absence as I have to be monitored and watched very carefully.
I assume all your competitors threw a big party upon greeting you.
Actually, I've received from all the competitors from Centauri and Sirius their relief and the fact that they want to award me an honorary gold.
Well, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Excellent. We accept?
And to not accept would be an insult.
Oh, you're quite right. Of course. But you won't be doing anything.
No, I won't be.
You know, you'd be almost like idiot for nothing.
Well, actually, I will take one run.
Oh, you will?
But I will ski standing up straight and slowly.
No tucks, no jumps.
No nothing.
No, no.
So,
well, you're in a very delicate condition at this very point.
Mm-hmm, very. Because of the very nature of the experiment.
Oh, what are the odds of getting nailed in the first time?
About 2,000,000 to 1.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, doubly so. That's fantastic.
Well, we were at it pretty much all night. We had enough of the artificial substance, not the artificial substance, the genetically mm-hmm. altered substance, to be able to do it all night.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, great news. And I think you'll have a great time at the races anyway, cheering on the Hades-based team.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And, of course, your biathlon team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not competing in that, then, either.
No.
Oh, I'm sure your teammates are a bit let down mm-hmm. on that one.
Mm-hmm. And my commanding officer was quite upset, actually.
I can imagine.
Because I did not consult correctly. So my military status is a little shaky at the moment, but I don't mind.
Well, no, not with this in mind. It's a priority over everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I should know. You know, I have a similar situation myself going on.
Yes, you do, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not a little bit closer to the event than yours, but mm-hmm. still, nonetheless, it's still exciting.
I have 6 weeks.
Well, so big congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I am very happy for you. And
mm-hmm.
of course, Leah, too. I mean, this mm-hmm. is something that you've both been working on for a while.
Oh, yeah. My sexual arousal state is coming back to normal.
Well, excellent. Has Bunny heard about this yet?
She was there at the conception, but she hasn't heard yet.
Well, I'm sure the news will get to her pretty quick here.
Well, she's still at college, and she's not answering mail at the moment.
Oh, big in studies and such.
Yes, I believe so.
Mm. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So, any idea on names yet, or are you still early?
It's still too early. Besides, she'll pick the name when she's ready.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, it's someone with a past life associated with both you and Leah.
And we hope so.
Hmm. So, at least one of you, but I'm sure there'll be mm-hmm. somebody that will bring both joy and good learning mm-hmm. experiences for both of you.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Excellent. What are you going to do with your time off now? You're
study.
Study what?
Military science.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I thought I would take,
like
one of your air, I'd take one of your air courses and see how quickly I go through it.
No,
well, actually, even though I'm on a leave of absence, I'm still going to continue my studies.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not officially, even though I hold the rank of captain, I'm not a full captain because I'm a student.
Oh. So this will be a step toward getting that full captaincy.
Mm-hmm. Even though in every aspect I am a full captain, except for the fact that better would be probationary captain.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is great news. What kind of things are you going to study? Like ancient history, as in like Roman, Babylonian?
I've got to work on my ballistics and trajectory still.
Oh, so a bit higher up in the
mm-hmm. So I'm going to be working on that. That is one of the courses I need to brush up on.
Again, still.
Still. I've got to work on my maths. I passed my explosives chemistry courses, but I just scraped by on my physics, so I'm going to brush up on that.
Well, you have some great time to do so.
Mm-hmm. And I have a leave of 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So who's the new captain?
Actually, it's a lieutenant.
Oh.
And he is currently on Sirius. And I'm still making my inspections, but even though I am officially on leave, I don't have any formal functions other than the fact that I make inspections by continue studying.
Oh.
My doctor told me that I can still work out, but every time I work out, I have to go down and report to her.
Excellent.
Which is once a day. I can't ski competitively. Swimming is something that they say I don't have to go and get checked out afterwards unless I do diving.
You can't go in the dolphin pool.
No, that's a big out.
No.
I can continue to be active. They say up until I'm about 8 months.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gestation period is the same, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
As I remember. So you've not...
Pretty close to 9 months.
You're not showing
it's
yet.
A little over, actually.
But you're not... There's no showing, no nothing like that. You just... You can feel the mind inside of you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Yeah, I'm learning all sorts of new things about it. I've learned that it's very common for a first-time mother, both on your dimension and my dimension, to actually go late.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so this is something you're going to be kind of getting more skills and experience as you go through the
mm-hmm.
whole body change. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any mood swings? Morning sickness? Cravings?
Morning sickness in abundance.
Ooh, what a shame.
Mm-hmm. Although it started to lessen the last 3 or 4 days.
Oh, that's good.
I'm no longer doing projectile vomiting.
Bit of cramps though, and
mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So you feel the body changes taking place
mm-hmm.
and all.
Mm-hmm. I had some bleeding, but my doctor assured me that that was perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already got my diet planned out, got my activities planned out.
Oh, excellent.
For various stages, I've had some great, I got a visitor, actually I was just coming out of my exam.
Mm-hmm.
Hated that kind of exam. Been prodded and poked and pried at.
Of course.
Came out, and a friend of mine that has had many children, she goes, "Well, we need to talk." I'm sort of like, "Oh, what about?" And she goes, "Well, this is your first." Sort of like, "Yes, it is." So we sat down and talked for hours.
Oh, you'll be getting lots of talks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and Tia and mm-hmm. Cara. Everybody's mother's all... Everybody knows a mother, practically.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Tia said that she can't be of much help due to the fact that Tia's was very unusual.
Yeah, it was. But she did go through many mood changes and things like that that you'll...
Yes, she told me.
Experiencing, yes.
Everything from throwing heavy projectiles using PK to stealing blankets and... sheets and towels.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Making a little mess and stuff.
And she still doesn't understand the instinctual side of that.
Right. Well, this is great news.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, and I look forward to the progressive state of this as it goes along.
I am actually. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wow.
Motherhood, from what I've heard, is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys practice Lamaze also up there?
What?
Lamaze. It's a breathing exercise. You start studying it. I think we do it at our 7th month. I have to go to training tomorrow, where you practice with the expectant mother, well, at least the father, as in me, goes and we practice various stages of breathing that you go through during the labor process.
That you've totally lost me.
Oh, well, apparently it's very important here, where when you're in labor, it's a matter of being able to breathe and control the contractions to to a point where you lessens the pain and it speeds the delivery along, or at least assists it in how you breathe. And the husband or the mate goes along to help coach in the breathing process while it's all taking place and takes part of an active part in the birth process itself.
That's pre-programmed.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's kind of handy. We have to take 6 weeks of courses for it.
Past like six.
Oh, silly me.
It's like actually muscle exercises and stuff.
Right, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, pushing and breathing and so on and so forth. Well, I don't know. I'll find out about tomorrow. And I'll, but that's good. So Leah be kind of your a partner to for the birth process. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she doesn't have access to her past life. Mine seem to have accelerated, which I think is part of the pregnancy. And according to my doctor, I am still a little young.
Yeah, you don't come out doing for another 3 years, right?
Sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were young. Oh, I'm thinking bunny.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, I am 21. I will be 22 in a few weeks.
Right. Well, I get these mixed up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, congratulations for all that. I'm glad the past lives are coming along, too.
Mm-hmm. They normally fully get full capability of all past lives by 25, so... I've been looking at the ones that I need.
Motherhood?
Mm-hmm. At the moment. So, I'm learning.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That would be a good change.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to back to somewhat of normality. I'm glad that my projectile vomiting is over. Well, pretty much. I didn't this morning. But I did yesterday morning and the morning before I didn't. And the morning before that I didn't. Just felt nauseated those previous two mornings, and this morning I felt pretty good, actually.
Excellent. Well, pretty soon the cravings will start.
Pretty soon? We'll try rose petals.
Rose petals? Mm-hmm. I haven't tried rose petals.
You also ought to try... Actually, rose petals and the hips kind of have a very unique taste to them.
Mm, a lot of vitamin C in those.
Mm-hmm. What else have I had? Something I really do love at the moment, in fact I'm craving it right now, is salmon liver.
Salmon liver?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like a pate?
No, it's...
Or actually liver of the salmon?
It's liver of the salmon.
Oh, okay. I guess you could make a pate out of that then also.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I absolutely love that.
What's it taste like?
It's very smooth, silky taste.
Not fishy?
Yeah, it tastes a little fishy.
Oh. Well, again, I have to admit I've never had salmon liver in my life.
I like it raw. Very high in iron.
Okay. Actually, that would be a good craving for you then.
Mm-hmm.
Iron's very important for your diet.
Yes,
right now.
Most cravings, from what I've learned, are beneficial. That's something your body needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vitamin C, iron.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But I don't understand the pickles and ice cream part of it yet. I'm sure there's something.
You might.
There's a calcium, I'm sure, that comes in handy. I don't get the pickle part, but
that's a flavor thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Things that are bad that I'm going to miss is tea.
Oh, no tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
After caffeine is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what else can't I have? I think that's about it, actually. Got to cut down my meat intake.
Mm. Well, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad. But I always have enjoyed freshly sliced, almost raw steak.
Mm.
But again, I'm in that is good.
Now, how is Leah going to be helping you with the pregnancy at all? Being that it's a rather unusual kind of situation.
Unusual in what way?
Well, and normally, of course, in six dimensions, different completely, but down here is where the male part of the two people would have a role as far as once the baby's born, taking care of...
I guess they're different.
Actually, I think you're having probably luckier.
Mm-hmm.
Two women would probably be way easier to raise...
Well, there's also Mark is there that he can help if we need the male influence. And I've got a whole entire platoon that I can use.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So will this be a future Oathkeeper, you think?
Don't know. But there is one negative side to it.
What's that?
It's talking to Trine about her daughter.
Yeah.
Because Trine and myself are very much alike in this
Correct, yeah, because Trine has the same one, or the same kind of situation.
Now, what is Trine's daughter?
Trine.
No, she's totally a Trine-y.
Yeah, she's totally into women.
No.
Well, she's sterile.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Mm-hmm. And she's also got a third-dimensional life expectancy.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm. My daughter will be 100% female. Female in every aspect. Not any of male chromosomes at all.
Is that what maybe you messed up Trine?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So it'll all be, is it X?
Yes, I think so. You'd have to talk to the geneticist that helped to brew up the combination.
All X. I can see where that might be a little... I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we don't have any history of that down here whatsoever, so there's no way to...
We really won't know how much the chromosome imbalance is in there until the fetus is a little bit bigger. According to the geneticists, if I remember correctly, they tried to blend or change Leah's chromosomal setup, which made her very aggressive when we were experimenting, when we were doing the first lot of tests, when apparently I got pregnant. She was very aggressive with in fact, I had bruises and handprints on my butt, on my legs. Actually, it's quite enjoyable.
I can imagine. Doesn't women have a bit of the male chromosome in them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's gone from when you finally got together on this.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But there was some manipulation, and they're using gene therapy on Leah when we were doing it, or on the genes that we put into the semen. So we don't know how stable those genes are. If they are unstable and revert back to X chromosome, then the child will be 100% female and probably be very much like Trine's daughter. And if they stabilize and stay in the Y configuration, there may be enough there to be able to do gene therapy as she grows older.
Hmm.
But we don't know. But it's a risk that we're prepared to take.
Absolutely. Hmm. Well, it was done with a lot of love, so your child will be definitely someone who is conceived and loved and raised in love.
Whereas Trine's daughter was done to fulfill Trine's desire for a child.
Right. So that might have a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really wanted a child. So, yeah. She did it that way.
That, like I said, that could be a major factor.
Mm-hmm.
So no more sword fighting, huh?
At the moment I can.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
But, I have a big red patch on my outfit that reads "No Hit."
Ah. Well, we can always fence using Mark's body. Just kidding.
Even in my pregnant state, I will kick your butt up here.
I have no doubt of that. Look at that big "No Hit" area. I have all hit area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll still be kept up to date and everything with going on with the platoon and all.
Oh, yeah. With my company.
Yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Anyway, I think I better hop off. We have one last speaker who has woken up.
Ah, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, then. And congratulations. Greetings, Treebeard.
Miss much, not did I?
No. Oh, we had some enjoyable conversation, big news here and there. But all in all, it was quite an enlightening session.
Give me one moment to wake befuddled mind.
Go for it.
You want pet to give to bondmate? I have six little gifts that need home.
The rabbits had rabbits.
Rabbits did rabbits, as is normal.
Excellent. Our children would love a rabbit, actually.
I think of offering to little Tia, but think best not to.
Good call. Good call. Instincts and all. Anyway, we were discussing chakras and the human body. I'd like to, if possible, explore a little bit about chakras and the plant kingdom. And whether or not the same rules apply between whether a living being, such as a human, having chakras.
You are talking of different physical makeup where it is more of spiritual culture for tree as opposed to yes, they being of trees. Let us say trees of age having chakras. Chakras do develop, but slowly over great time. Also, chakra set up inverted.
Inverted.
That's where
I see.
Upside down.
Right, so instead of ours where they phase up and down from us.
With crown chakra for you on top, root on bottom, it other way round for trees of great age.
I understand.
Reason being, you say you understand not. Let us see if you understand.
Okay.
Elaborate.
Well, you, with a person, you are born as a body. And the body would already have the chakras built together. But as a tree, you're going from just a small little sapling into a tall tree. Therefore, you have less space to work with as the chakras grow. Therefore, you'd start with a crown chakra and work your way up to a root chakra. Though, of course, root not being the same thing as roots of a tree.
Pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close. I will fill in beams of blank. Chakras so tiny to be non-useful on seedlings and stay away of that for many years. When trees start to be aware of comings and goings, chakras start to grow and expand, but slowly also. It being, in your terminology, 70 cycles of planet around solar disk, being before chakra even starts to expand. So chakra and consciousness, not necessarily one. Being of my consciousness state and working with devas and talking with devas, theory I being have is that devas have chakras that rotate at a rate that it is phenomenal. Phenomenal being right word.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Reasoning for this assumption is, or rather, reasoning for this supposition is that Deva's time perception and inhabiting spiritual realm would be of higher revolutionary speed for them to be to shift from one dimensional state to a spiritual state.
So devas in interaction with trees would actually work with some of the older trees, as you say, 70 years plus, with the tree chakras. And
70 cycles being equivalent to a infant.
Right. Now we have some trees that were around at the birth of Christ, or Sananda, some 2,000 years ago.
You have some species that are far older.
Ah. So the chakra system in such a tree like that would be even more advanced, or at least developed.
Than?
Than trees that were a bit younger.
That would be self-evident, would it not?
True. So the question that comes about from that is, how much more aware, then, would those trees be?
Obviously, they would be more aware than a sapling.
Indeed.
Or a tree of 70 cycles.
Excellent.
That is self-evident, is it not?
Well, the point that I'm reaching is, recently, in the last week, there was a ecological movement down here to save what's called the Headwaters Forest in the Redwood area, which is one of the few old growth forests that are down here in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
An agreement was reached that the land was sold to the government to be held in perpetuity, thank you. In its pristine state, so people could enjoy them instead of having them cut down for trees or for housing and paper. Such a forest, then, would hold within it a vast amount of awareness. And a walk through such a forest would be an enlightening experience. It was
and
not
a spiritual experience.
And quite right.
You have heard of tropical rainforests?
Absolutely.
Do you know what Headwaters Forest is?
No.
It is a temperate rainforest.
Oh. Which would be higher elevation then?
No, higher, what is the word?
Oh, latitude?
Yes.
As you say, it is a spiritual experience, and to see them wantonly cut down for purposes that are merely material would be, you know, a slap in the face.
But also, they are necessary for your construction methods. If if correctly cultivated, what has been cleared, I think, from what I learned from talking with hosts, in his area, they have areas that they fell trees, and as fell they replant.
Right.
I think they call them plantation trees.
Yes. Reforestation projects.
So as they cut, they replant and replace. Understand not why you not do that.
Right. Well, I personally feel that there's better things that we could use trees for than for building purposes. But, I mean, we have the means to create artificial trees, for or artificial things that we make the trees out of for housing and stuff, but we continue to use trees instead.
I do not understand.
Well, for example, we use beams from trees to create houses, whereas we could use plastics or something else to make those, and they'd be stronger, resist infestation by termites and wood rot and things like that for thousands of years, at least hundreds of years. It'd be a better material, though it's not biodegradable. But when you're building a house, you don't want it to be anyway.
I understand what you think and believe and see in your mind and agree, but also aesthetics plays a part. Think for a moment on construction of your dwelling.
Well, we
okay, I see what's your house made of.
Right.
Continue with your elaboration.
Well, our house here, you see a lot of wood on the outside. But most houses are beams that are covered in what's called drywall. And you never see the wood behind the drywall. You know it's there, but you for the life of the house, you will never see that wood. So what's the point of using it if you're never going to see it anyway? Why not use something that doesn't destroy our ozone layer by cutting down major portions of what keeps the ozone in place?
I understand concern. I have different concern. You think of cold. I look at your thought process and see how thick walls are. Part of your problem is wall thickness.
Yeah.
You have what we call warm weather home in...